Okay, we call this meeting of the Pacifica National Audit Committee. We call the meeting to order. This is the open session, Tuesday, February 5th, 2018. It is now 8:38 p.m. And now, Aki, you can go with the roll call, please.
Okay, so let's start with Grace Aaron. Not here. Omar. Not here. Benito Diaz.
Present.
Yeah, Diaz is here. Elaine Duncan is not on. Christina Huggins.
Here.
Christina is here. Jamie Gomez. Not on yet. All right. Judy Hewitt.
Present.
Judy is here. William Heerwagen. Not on yet. Ken Lofer.
Here.
Gopher is here. Okay. Adrian? Robert. How do you pronounce it? Well, Violet. Yeah. Adrian is here. Dorothy White is not on yet. All right. Irene Watson is on. You might have to mute yourself. James Agatin.
Here.
Agatin is here. And Tanaka is here. So, so we have at the moment 8 people, which is one over the quorum. So go ahead. All right.
Okay. Can we have volunteers for timekeepers?
Yeah, I can do items.
Okay. And can somebody do people? What do we allow people? 2 minutes, 1.5? Sorry, I don't remember.
Yeah, one and a half usually. Yeah.
Okay. Can anybody take charge of that? Somebody?
And I can do both.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. Let's see. I'm looking at my cats are eyeing my dinner. Let me just cover this up so I can protect my, you know, what I'm going to eat later after this meeting. Sorry, guys. Okay. So we didn't really, I guess first we need to go over the agenda. And I think it looks okay because it's pretty vague. We would want to approve the February 5th minutes, and then we have a point discussion of audits, and that's what we're here for in general, and then we adjourn. Does anybody have any other items they would want to add to that? None heard. We approve this agenda.
All right.
Can we look at the minutes then and see if we approve them?
Benito.
Go ahead, Benito.
One correction, which is that I was present.
Oh, well, I guess you probably did. You sign on a little late, perhaps.
Huh?
Okay, Aki, can you?
No, there is Aki's minute.
Oh, you're on there twice. Yeah, Aki, can you correct that, please?
No, which part is it now?
You have Benito as both present and absent in our last meeting.
Ah, I'm sorry, Benito. Okay, I'll fix that for sure. As I added, sometimes we get, okay.
Yeah.
We'll do. All right.
Stuff happens. All right. Status of filing, CFO presented budget ticket. I'm just looking over the discussion of the CFO report. Okay. Would you like me to read the important part here to see if anybody has any other comments on it? We have the roll call. We have the agenda approval, minutes approval of the previous meeting. The discussion of the CFO report. The points that Aki has noted here is that we have the discussion of audit funding. We had the issue of the penalty coming up for the pension audit, We had the status of the filing extension for 2016 audit, which was February 14th. Next point was the CFO presented a budget to us for getting all the audits done. And next point was the potential loss of our nonprofit status is as an existential threat. I don't think we discussed it in this way, Aki. Aki writes, loss of nonprofit is an existential threat larger than the debt.
That's my editorial, so I can take it out.
Yeah, just, you can, I think it would probably be more accurate just to mention that we discussed potential loss of nonprofit status.
Okay, all right.
I don't expect that to happen for our listening audience. Next point was the PNB needs to secure funding for the audits, the PNB. Then I was to draw up a draft proposal to send something to the PNB to ask them to secure that funding. And I was to send an inquiry to the CFO. So those were the points. Does anybody want to add anything or correct anything else?
This is Benito. I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so I don't know what's referred to. I don't remember, and my notes don't reflect the substance of the proposal that Eileen was to draw up. And I also don't remember the substance, and my notes don't reflect the inquiry that you were supposed to ask of the CFO.
Right, but still those were points, and we will get to the actual points in this meeting. Is that good enough?
I'm sorry, say that again.
I was going to say we will get to the actual points in tonight's meeting. It would have been better definitely to write what was the subject of those items.
Okay. So, okay, that's fine. My other point is that, and I'm not clear where to put it, but the CF, we had a little bit of a discussion last time about what happened to the money that the Players Drive money that was collected for the audits and which ended up being misspent another way.
That would have fallen within the first point, the discussion of audit funding. And I think we can discuss that this evening as well.
Okay.
Good.
That's fine.
Okay, so with that said, any other comments?
This is Ken Laufer.
Go ahead, Ken.
I just wonder whether someone could give a general overview of where we stand. I mean, are we in a very bad situation?
Yes, we'll get to that, but we're just looking at last meeting's minutes right now.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess that we have no other changes to last meeting's minutes, so they are approved. Okay? No objections? Approved. Good. Okay. Let's move forward.
With one correction.
Yes, one correction.
I said if there were no other corrections. All right. Let me start by saying that I am very sorry I did not prepare anything for the PNB, and I did not really write to Sam again, although I started to. So I'm hoping we can look at the items that are to go to either or both of those, PNB and Sam this evening. And I do want to say that I finally got a copy of, well, Sam sent it to me, a copy of his CFO report from April of 2017, which was where he said to look for information on the funds raised from that fundraising. Was it just one day back in January or February of 2017? Or was it?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
It was like 2 or 3 days.
Well, whatever it was, he said that they netted $107,000 only, which I would like to do a little more research because I kept hearing the number, you know, 200,000 or 240,000. So where does 107, how much does it cost to have a one-day fundraiser? Does anybody have any idea? Yeah, me neither.
Mm-hmm.
So you may remember that last time we discussed how the funds were used, and there was some disagreement. Sasha, who I guess is no longer with us, thought it was fine that some of the money raised and obtained was used to pay for Pacifica staff who were working on the audit, and that was Sam himself and I guess some other finance personnel. And some of us didn't think that that was correct. We thought that nobody had expected the funds to be used that way. I reread a couple of times what Sam said about this, and he said at that time the national office had no money and every dollar basically that was available went to pay for costs. So he had also mentioned that somebody had obtained, I think he said, an $85,000 grant to help with pay for the audits, and he expected to get another one this year. I find that these numbers still aren't really clear to me, and I would kind of like to try and clarify them. Maybe it's because, you know, I work as a finance manager and I have to add up a lot of numbers, and I like to see them add up to what I think they're supposed to add up to. So when I don't understand them, then I feel I just don't feel right. So I kind of want to find out what actually happened here. And I kind of want to know if you guys agree with that, because I can ask as myself or I can ask as the audit committee.
This is Adrian.
And I guess I should. Adrian, go ahead.
I was just going to say I completely agree with you.
Oh, okay, good. I like that. Listen, I'm just kidding.
Christina, I also agree with you totally.
Yeah, this is James. I feel the same. I totally agree. And perhaps we could put that in the form of a motion and have a vote.
That's what I was just thinking. All right. Shall I try to do that?
Please.
I've never done a motion before. Let's see. I move that the audit committee requests clarification of the, how do you say, of obtaining and spending funds for the 2014, 2015, and 2016 audits from the CFO. Does that sound right? Does that work as a motion, guys? Okay.
I think so.
This is James for the stack.
Yes, go ahead.
I was just going to suggest maybe you could make it a little more specific as you were doing when you were explaining what you wanted to do. In other words, exactly how much money was raised, what money was taken up by costs, what were the costs, how much money was diverted to Pacifica staff.
Right.
And whatever other specific questions you had there.
Right. Okay. How can we put that into the motion without, do we have to put all that into the motion? Because I would write it up. Yeah. I started writing it up, actually. But if we approve the motion, I would just write it. I'm sorry, who was that?
This is Christina. You can make it as a friendly amendment to clarify.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. Get my notes. Make friendly.
Adrian to the stack.
Okay. Give me 1 second, Adrian. I'm just writing it down. To add clarification to. Okay. Go ahead, Adrian.
I was just going to suggest if we request line items.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for the expenses for house request line items. Yeah. Let's see. What was I writing yesterday? I started to try and even put it into an Excel because I was trying to figure out what did he spend. And I'm wondering, does anybody have any ideas of who else we can ask about how much was raised in that fundraiser? Because so far I'm not clear on how much.
Probably yes.
Who would have that historical knowledge? Aki, was that you?
Probably yes, Bill Closure.
I'm sorry, who?
Bill Closure.
Oh, Bill would know. Okay.
Then it's up to the stack.
Anita, go ahead.
Folks is going to get his information from Agarwal.
Right, so it'd be the same. I kind of want to know what the gross was if the net was only 107. So somebody else has got to know, right? Besides Bill and Sam. Who else would have notes from that stuff? Would that have been noted in the PNB or in the finance committee? Who would have discussed that?
Maybe the finance chair might have it. Or ask Nancy Sawyer.
Finance chair. I'll ask Nancy. When? Oh, well, no, never mind. Yeah, I'll ask Nancy to find out for us. Okay. I'm just looking, I'm sorry. Okay, so if we rewrite this motion, I'm really bad at writing things on the fly like this, or phrasing them. Let's see, I move. Should I write this out now, or will you let me just craft it and send it around in a day or two?
That'd be fine by me.
And let me ask first if anybody has any objections to us writing and sending out, writing this motion and acting on it.
Oh, I'm very sorry. I called into the wrong, this is Grace. I called into the wrong number. Can you just tell me? I'm sorry. I hate to do this.
It's okay. We were just, we've gone through all the, you know, administrative business, but we were just talking about the things that we discussed last week, and the first point was the money that was raised and then spent for the audits, and we didn't feel very clear on Sam's answers to us. Somebody's breathing into their mic. Can you not do that? Thank you. And so we wanted to ask him for additional clarification on that, Grace. And so I was going to, we discussed the motion, and I would write it up just because I don't like doing it on the fly like this. But we were just talking about, Sam did answer me. He sent me the CFO report from last year that told us that they netted $107,000. From the special fundraising efforts made last year for the audit specifically. And that number sounded really low to me compared to the numbers I'd heard bandied about, you know, over the past year or so. So I wanted to find out how much it grossed, and I wanted to get clarity really on how it was spent. And so far, everybody else has agreed with us getting that information.
Okay. There is a little bit of other information. I think, is it okay if I...
Yeah. Oh, but when you came in, by the way, I was asking if anybody else would know, if anybody knew where to get the information on how much those efforts grossed, because just 107,000 net sounds low to me compared to what I'd heard. But of course, what I'd heard was only what I'd heard. So what do I know? But go ahead, Grace.
Okay. Included in the original total, which I believe was 240,000. Was an $85,000 part of the bequest. So it's actually 107 plus 85,000. And from what
mm-hmm.
I remember, I think KPFA opted out of doing that nationwide fund drive for the audits. And they promised to chip in on their own $25,000 or something like that. And I don't know if they ever gave that money for the
Okay, audit. We can ask about that as well. Okay, that makes a little more sense because I have those two numbers, the 107 and the 85, adding up to 192. But... you know, again, I've heard other numbers, so I didn't know that the 85,000 was included in that at the time. So, I have to applaud somebody for giving $85,000 for audits. Almost nobody ever wants to do that. They want their names on the placard on the building or something. Anyway, all right. Nevertheless, I think it's worth getting clear information. So I will write up that motion and send it around to make sure nobody objects. And I will give you, once I send it, I'll give you guys 24 hours to respond. And after that, silence is considered assent. Is that all right?
This is Benito.
Okay, Benito, yeah, you on the stack.
Yeah, I think it would be better if we, I heard what you said, Eileen,
mm-hmm.
on the slide, but in order, I would think that if we agree to just have you write it up after the meeting and send it around,
mm-hmm.
I don't know that we can consider the assent to be approval. And which means
okay.
we have to wait for the next meeting to have it
which we
approved.
Don't want to do. Yeah.
Right.
All right.
So I think we should do our best to write up a motion now and have people vote on it so that you can send it to the PMB and
okay, I'm writing it up now. Funds raised and steps raised. In early 2016. Okay, so give me a minute to write this, and then I'll be back with you. You can take a cigarette break or something. No, I'll just be a minute. On phone, wait a second. And have those funds used. We request that the use of the funds be shown by my item. Let's see. So I move to request additional information from the CFO on the funds raised in early 2017, specifically for audits, and how those funds were used. We request that the use of the funds be shown, be shown by line item. Can somebody make a friendly amendment there? Fix it. Okay, wait. We move to request additional, we request use of the funds be shown by line item. I guess it's not beautiful, but it says what we want it to. Is that okay? We move to request additional, the audit committee moves to request additional information from the CFO on the funds raised in early 2017, specifically for audits and how those funds were used. We request that the use of the funds be shown by line item.
Julie.
Go ahead, Julie.
I was just going to say by line item amounts and explanations. Just to be clear.
Yes. Good.
Yeah, William for the stack also.
Go for it, William.
Yeah, I would include the phrase including expenses.
Uh-huh.
Because he goes to this, jumps down to this net figure. How did we get there?
Oh, right, yes. And we want the
gross to net and then the rest.
Let me add that then. I'll say please include the gross amount raised and the expenses involved in raising the funds. Okay. All right. I think we're good. Do I need to read it again? Okay, I guess we don't. Any objections?
This is Grace. I'd like to add something to it.
Go ahead.
Okay. I believe Sam mentioned that the bottleneck was KPFA in the last report.
Oh, well, that's not this exact point. Here we're just asking about the funds that were raised. But we will get to the other items.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
So if there are no objections to this motion, I will say that it's passed. Okay. Should be passed. Great. Okay. I will say one thing, which is that I'm afraid of getting Sam, distracting him from getting the audit work done. So I'm going to try and make it, give him formats where possible, just to make it as easy as possible for him to get it done. Okay. here we go. Let's see. I'm just going down the list of, One second, guys. Authorize.
Reiterate. Well, this is Benito. Before we go on,
I'm looking at our points here, Benito, from last meeting. Please give me one moment. Okay, so I did start to write things up based on what we discussed last meeting about what we did want to ask Sam. So I could go over those, and you guys let me know if you agree with asking him about these things as well. Is that all right? Anybody have anything else to say first? No? Okay, then I'm going. All right, my first point was the audit committee would like to suggest that you hire contractors to help with the assorted tasks in the national office. Have you considered using firms such as Robert Half? Perhaps you could use Tent Help for the more routine tasks, and thus allow the experienced Pacifica staff to work on more complicated issues. Since he complained that, people couldn't just come in and start working on audit items. Any comments on that? Does that seem like a good suggestion?
I think that's good. Julie
says yes.
Anybody? They know? Okay. My next point was, we understand that there is a cost for this, but we believe that the urgency of getting all the audits done warrants using Pacifica's scarce funds to move the audits forward ASAP. And then I asked, is there a fiscal year 2017 report and a fiscal year 2018 budget for the Pacifica National Office, apart from any station budgets, since we haven't seen these, nor any balance sheets or other relevant information? We have no way of knowing what funds are reasonably available. So those three kind of go together. And so shall I include that in my missives to him, or our missives?
Yes, I think that's very good. That's great.
Okay.
That's great. I think yes. Anyone else?
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I agree.
Benito? Okay. No objections? Okay, Benito, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know if this is exactly the right place, but my concern has, at least, one of my concerns is that we were told that part of the money from the players' drive was used to pay Sam's salary.
Yeah.
Well, I think we need to ask him under what a...
Benito, maybe it was before you... No, I think you were here. I had said that I reread what he wrote a couple of times. And let me open that up again because, you know, we had asked him about that. Let me find that. It's in a different place. Hang on, guys. Sorry. Wait, it'll be over here. It's going to be here. He basically said that they didn't have much money in the office at that time. Oh, I know what happened. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, let
me finish. And that he also said that they didn't book things this way, so it was hard to pull out what money went for what expenses. I know where I wrote this, which I found kind of absurd, because I wouldn't do it that way. But he made it sound like he wouldn't be able to tell which money went to which expenses, although if he spent it out, he spent it out. So clearly, if it wasn't spent on an auditor or a contractor to help with audits, then I assume it went for his time. He mentions also a consultant's time for 4 months and part-time accountants who worked on the audit.
And for the stack?
So,
yeah, and I like the time.
Well, wait a minute. I'm not done. He said salaries of various personnel. I don't. Salary would be him. Consultants don't get salaries. They get fees. Part-time accountants don't get salaries. They get hourly or whatever, you know, temp pay. So I don't know. I think it sounds sort of messy, but I'm not sure what the rules are on this. Benito, were you going to finish something you wanted to say?
Yes. The point is, regardless of what he says, actually, what he says doesn't even matter. The point is this, and he is more aware of it than the rest of us, which is that the PMB meant and what Crozier represented was that this pledge drive was to be used exclusively for payment of these audits. Now, I can make a round circle look like a rectangle if I try hard enough.
Mm-hmm.
And so can anybody else. But the bottom line is his salary cannot, under any circumstances, be justified as being part of
paying for audits. Now, I can understand on the real side, on the human side, people got to get paid. And if there's no money in the,
I'm gonna stop you right there, Benita, and say that I would like to get the full information on this, and then I think we should route it through the PNB or the Finance Committee, because I think we are concerned here about, you know, there being enough funding to pay for the audits, and the audits are our concern. But beyond that, I think others need to get involved. Because I thought we would get to that a little later.
To point out that he had no authority to do that.
Okay, noted, and we will discuss that in a little while.
Fine.
I had no authority. William, you were on stack, I believe.
Might be referring to
No,
James.
It's not I. I think it was James.
I'm sorry, who was it? Go ahead.
James.
Oh, James.
Yeah.
James, sorry. Sorry, James.
This may be related to what Benito was discussing, but I remember hearing discussion in a Finance Committee meeting that there was a legal question involved with raising dedicated funds on the air and then spending them in other ways. And I don't know if anyone here has information on that or whether that's worth inquiring about elsewhere, but I am curious about that.
Yeah, because it could possibly function like restricted funds.
Right. Yes.
And if that's how they legally work, then it could be, a problem. You know, it depends on, you know, if anybody accepts that argument that Sam's time spent on the audit would qualify for using funds raised for the audit. So that's the question that I'd like to put that through some other people, not for us to necessarily, press ahead on that. And so, in that sense, should we, would the appropriate venue for that be the PNB, or would it be the Finance Committee? I guess it would be the PNB, because they are Sam's boss.
Right.
Does that sound right?
That sounds right to me.
Okay. Any other comments? That's the PNB. All right. So I think it would make sense to leave it up to the PNB as to what kind of action they would want to take on this matter. James, would you be able to, let me just ask James, do you think you would be able to find your notes from that Finance Committee meeting?
Oh, no, that was long ago and far away. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Do you have any idea who might know about that? Anybody else? Any leads that you could investigate?
I wonder if William has any information on that.
Uh-huh. William, do you?
No. No, thank you.
Oh.
No.
Okay. All right.
Should we go back?
Julie, go ahead.
So if a Finance Committee meeting is recorded just like these are, would it be possible for somebody to go back? Do we hold them long enough, far enough back in time that somebody could just listen to the meeting? I know that sounds tedious, but that's maybe one way to figure this out.
That was a local Finance Committee meeting at WBAI, and I don't think there's minutes
or a recording.
This is Grace. Can I? I think we just need to ask the question of the PNB that this seems that to be improper. That the CFO should at least have apprised the PNB of the commingling of funds. of restricted and unrestricted funds. If they were restricted, it's not just the money raised on the air. It was that $85,000 bequest that was restricted to audit preparation. And I don't know if the intention was to that it would be okay to have a regular employee salary be considered part of audit preparation.
Right.
Oh, excuse me. This is Christina. I thought that we just had a motion that wanted to actually get the substantial information first, because Grace assumed that money was commingled, and I thought that we were not assured of that as of yet.
Yeah. Well, we only have what Sam has told us so far.
So let's find the facts out first, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah.
James,
go ahead.
Yeah, I have to agree with that, because commingled is a loaded legal term. It's a term of art. It's got a specific meaning, and it's not a good one. So I would agree with that.
Okay, let's get into that.
I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
It's just we would need to get to ascertain whether that was proper or improper. I understand the strain that it is on the national office to try to pay normal bills. But if funds are restricted, they're restricted. So it's can be difficult.
Yeah, that was the sense I got from what he wrote, which I think I shared with everybody. You know, he said there was no money in the office to pay anything, so, you know, we just grabbed every dollar. And but I'm sure they grabbed every dollar to pay for other things as well, you know, rent and utilities and postage, I don't know. So it's hard to tell without having, you know, all the information. And none of us want to take the time to, like, do an audit on the national office's expenses. That's not our job. So, yeah, let's see if we can get any clarification from him within the next couple of days. And then I think we'll probably be able to send these questions or concerns to the PNB, probably with little or no change, because I think it's still the case that he used the funds that way. So, you know, how restricted were the funds? That's what we want to know. Who gave the bequest, and can, you know, can somebody look at the grant letter or the bequest document to see what it said? Anyway, again, all this in with the idea of just finding out what happened to the funds that are to be used for the audits, which are our concern. Benito, go ahead.
Okay. First of all, if I remember correctly, I think, I don't know if it was you, Eileen, or somebody reported during the last meeting on the 5th that this is what Sam said himself.
Mm-hmm.
He told us that he took the money from the pledge drive to pay his salary. This is what he said. So So we're not inventing anything. We're not assuming anything. We're not trying to interpret anything. This is what the dudes say. So I agree with Grace. I think that we need to send these questions, or maybe we should put it in the form of a motion, to the PMB, and we want these questions answered. And we want to know who gave him the authority to use that money for his salary.
Well, we want to know if
somebody's getting paid. Let me be clear.
Excuse me, motion already passed that we're requesting specific information pertaining to that.
Yeah.
I think for the facts, and then we can deal with the facts.
Yeah, because I'm still rather curious about the gross, you know, that was raised on the air. I'm sorry, who was that?
This is Christina.
No, but somebody else, I thought.
We need to get those questions answered.
Yeah.
I think both
a request for information. Go ahead.
No, not a request, but I'd like to give some information.
Okay. Yes, that would be very welcome.
Generally speaking, when a fund drive raises, depending upon the station, when a fund drive raises $100, the fulfillment rate is usually around 80 to 82%, at least at KPMK.
Okay.
So the gross amount of pledges are rarely realized in full. So it's not completely unrealistic to estimate that if the gross figure was $240,000, that the net would be around $200,000 or a little less. And the gross included that bequest, that grant,
earmarked.
So 107 plus about 85,000 brings it up to what, 192,000.
Thereabouts.
If the gross pledges were 240,000, then the net was probably around that. I think that was the figure those are the figures we were given. Maybe that's a little lower because the bequest obviously was at 100% fulfillment rate. So,
sure.
You know, that's a little low on the net. The net number is a little low. It should be 80% of the full amount pledged. But anyway,
right.
It would be good to know those numbers. And I may be misremembering that 240,000 was raised. Number raised. That may not be correct.
Okay. Well, I think we can still make a request from Sam, and we can also, just once we get it, because it doesn't make sense to write to the P&B before we get it from Sam, even though they are kind of different issues, I think we can still write to the P&B and make them aware of how Sam represented the spending of the money, and, you know, if it asked them if this was or wasn't improper, if they were aware of it, if it was authorized, etc. For that one, I will send around a draft, because writing a motion on that right now is beyond me at the moment. Aki, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, we spent quite a little time last meeting and 1 hour of this meeting. I'm not quite sure exactly what the point of this discussion is. I mean, somehow I get a feeling like you guys are saying, oh, there's some misspent money or something. Is that what you guys are trying to aim at? Are we trying to do that, or are we trying to make sure that the audit gets done for the institution? It seems to me that something weird is going here.
Well, I don't think it's weird, Aki. I think we're just baffled by, you know, what happened here. And it's not
the way it's going. Are you saying that he siphoned off more money than he's due?
No. Nobody is saying he siphoned anything off. Just that funds that were supposed to be used one way may have been used in another way. According to what he himself said. So we need the P&B to be aware of it and to let us know if there was any authorization for doing things this way.
James for the stack.
Go ahead, James.
Julie to the stack then.
Okay.
Excuse me. Yeah, I just wanted to concur with the person who spoke earlier, and I forget, I don't know who it was, who said, you know, we had a motion, we're requesting the facts. And I think to the extent that we can keep it neutral without sounding accusatory would be beneficial all around. And just, you know, get the facts, get the information, and, you know, follow up on it as appropriate.
Good. Julie?
Yeah, I'm looking back at the email that Sam sent to all of us on, I think it's January 31st. Okay, so not the new folks, but those of us who have continued on the audit committee. And kind of down under point number two, where we asked him to explain, I mean, all the information that some other folks have shared, Grace's point about the fulfillment rate, et cetera, I think that's very helpful. So he put down there that the 240K number was not correct, and that's when mm-hmm. he said it's the, you know, 192K that we were talking about. He also puts mm-hmm. a point in there that says we had unpaid dues of about $35,000 from 2014 audit that had to be paid. I suspect by dues he means fees.
Yes, he uses the word dues a lot when I don't think he should.
Yeah, so you're, okay, so,
right there.
So then that's kind of an outstanding audit bill that would have been properly paid out of this amount, right? And then
yeah.
he says, we paid approximately $11,000 for tax return preparation for 2 years. Again, I think that's
mm-hmm.
perfectly
mm-hmm.
appropriate to be paid out of this amount. He says, we also recently paid $15,000 to Rhino Accountancy for the retirement plan audits. Again, I would agree that's perfectly legitimate. Okay, here comes the part that strikes me as being a little bit awkward. He goes, we
mm-hmm.
can safely
mm-hmm.
say that the rest of the money, $46,000, was spent on salaries of various personnel that were engaged in the FY 2015 audit. And so, you know, this strikes me as being Sam saying, we don't have a lot of extra cash laying around, a point that is probably accurate. But I don't think it's necessarily Sam's call. Maybe I'm wrong about this, but I don't think it's Sam's call to say that the money that was originally earmarked is no longer earmarked for paying for these audits. We might have, mm-hmm. you know, robbed Peter to pay Paul, you know, I'm doing air quotes,
gotcha.
Just to make sure that
right.
we were paying bills and paying salaries. But but to my way of thinking, that doesn't constitute having exhausted the funds that were earmarked for the purposes of the audits. It means that somehow there needs to be kind of a payback.
Right.
That's at least what I think.
I think, thank you, Julie, because that is, you put it very clearly and very well, and we appreciate that. So that is our question, basically, you know, the $47,000. And he mentioned, he says personnel, but that's why I said consultants or contractors hired to work on the audits are not personnel in the sense of staff. In that same thing you were just reading, he's the only staff member you mentioned there. Does that seem like?
Yeah, and I think the other thing he points out is, you know, earlier in that same email thread, we'd asked him about, you know, giving us an update on hiring the contractor, and he said, well, we didn't do that yet. But precisely part of, you know, down further down here where he's saying, we can safely say that the rest of the money was spent on salaries of various personnel, included in there is a consultant's time for 4 months.
Right.
So it's
I think the contractor he's talking about not having hired yet is one right now. I'm assuming that there was a contractor for maybe one of the earlier audits, whether it was 2014 or 2015, I don't know. That's what I assumed.
This is Christina. I think we made it with an information request so that we could talk about this factually rather than speculating.
Yeah.
And I think it would be more productive to move on with our discussion after we get the facts.
An additional point to ask about what consultants were you referring to?
Okay. So. I would like to know if we got an extension on the timeline for our audits to be done. Does anybody have that information? Who's here?
Yeah, let's move on to this stuff. Agreed. As of, I don't know, 2 days ago, there was nothing new. We know that the auditors requested the extension. They hadn't heard anything yet. And we are just waiting in the darkness.
Aren't we all?
Yeah, how many things. That's true. So, let's not get all existential here, though. I had one other thing I wanted to ask Sam about that we haven't really talked about, but it would be useful, which is, does Pacifica have an accounting policies manual or anything like that? Do we have a manual for internal controls, policies, procedures? Because if we do, I'd love to see it, and if we don't, why don't we? Can we put
them
together?
That's a good question. Good question.
Yeah.
There's probably something, you know, Pacifica's been in existence for many years. There's probably something out of use somewhere.
I think I heard that there was one dated something like 1993 or 2003, something like that. Something old, but it doesn't. I've never seen it, and I wonder if all the if it existed, did the stations have it? Do they follow it? Are they supposed to? So I would just kind of like to know about that. Because that essential point for audits. William, please go ahead.
Yeah, the financial policies and procedures have existed for years. It was updated in 2007. And in the past, I don't know if I can find them again. In the past, I've sent copies to all the old timers on the call should have it, like Grace and others. And, to CFO, and everybody should have it.
Oh.
And that all happened within 2 years, let's say.
Oh, okay. Would you have a copy of it floating around that you could find
I don't know if I can locate it. I don't know if I can look.
It was updated when, William? I'm sorry, I didn't catch. When was
at
it updated?
At the meeting you chaired in Newark, New Jersey.
That was 2009.
Okay. Now it's even more recent than I thought.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I don't recall, but maybe one exists someplace. I can try to
search
for it.
I will ask Sam for it. He should have it handy. So I will ask Sam for that, and I will also ask if it does exist, which it does apparently, if he knows if all the stations have it and have been instructed to follow it or how to follow it, something along those lines. Okay. All right. Okay, so I think I can, if you guys agree, I can put all these things, into one single email to Sam requesting, maybe separate ones, I don't know, requesting additional information on those funds that we've just beaten to death. And then the other point that I mentioned, which was asking him about hiring contractors and if there are any budgets for the national office and, what kind of money do they have there? Because I think, one thing we were talking about in the last meeting was that we wanted to ask the PNB to authorize Sam to spend the money on contractors or help because of the urgency of getting all these audits done. And since Sam just says, I don't have the staff, let's get him the staff to get things done. Yeah, I think I'll send these other questions to him in a separate email, perhaps, just to be able to emphasize and organize the request for the information on those funds. And I will also include in that request, he mentioned that he thought there was another. He said, "I've been assured, although it's not sure," or something like that. That there's another another grant coming in support of the audits. So we will ask him for more information on that. Benito, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just going to remind us that I told us at the last meeting on the 5th that the PMB
But if I don't have a date and some information on that, then I can't, you know, it's, I can say, somebody told me that the PNB authorized it a couple of years ago, you know,